Once a month, we get to check in with our friends of Proof Artisan Distillers here in Fargo. Joel Kath, our friend in studio. Been too long, my man.
Greetings. How you been? It has been. It's been good. It's been good. And you?
Doing well.
Awesome.
I'm hours away from getting a couple days off, so if there's a little bit more glow, more upbeat,
You do seem a little chipper.
Well, yeah, we're in that vacation mode already.
Awesome.
And there's
awesome.
Nothing the boss can do because I'm already on air, so...
So you're into coast mode.
Yeah, so they can't pull me out of here just yet. But, you know, the Yorga's product, I've seen it everywhere. I hear more people talking about it. I was going through, because it's the guy's trip that's going on. I was thinking about, okay, which one of the proof products am I supposed to be bringing here? I think we have settled on the bourbon.
I would say that's a good...
It's a good
go-to.
One. Yeah, that's
and
a
you're
good
heading,
baseline.
You're heading out of... Yeah, that would be a good bourbon to bring with. Yes.
Yeah, so what's been going on?
Well, I got a couple little bourbon stories for you.
Okay.
One, I was at a bourbon club here in the last month or so, and we were talking about... We talk about the awards that we've won. And we're talking about the awards, and there was a question that came up and said... They went through the website and found the awards that we had won the gold medal at, and the comment was she hadn't... It recognized any of the other brands that were in that competition. And she goes, well, doesn't the big distillers go to those competitions? And I go, they have nothing to gain.
Yeah.
And then the conversation went along of, oh yeah, there is no real. And if you actually go to take a lot of the big brands, and especially the ones with the viral hype of all this stupid money is it being paid, a blind tasting against even a good bourbon, they fall short of that.
Yeah, so they don't want to. They're saving themselves from the embarrassment of having, you know, a size of an operation like Proof outclassing, outtasting all the things.
I'm not gonna go that far, but you know what
I'm saying. I will.
Yeah, thanks. But yeah, I can't. Because there are some spectacular brands that are out there, but so much of the hype and of the bourbon clubs talking about the hype of this bottle being sold now on the black market for $2,000 a bottle. And I know someone that had one. I said, sell it because it's really a $90 bottle.
Yeah, take the money.
Take the money. Yes.
You know, but there is something about knowing it when you try it, right? Yeah, yes. I mean, you could, I keep coming back to, I mean, the first product that I had of yours was gin and I'm not a gin guy. You're gin different. When it comes to the liqueurs that you have, okay, I mean, you've had some other of those bigger brands, ladies and gentlemen, but it can linger, and all these things that you know that there's an art and a craft that Proof has put into the product.
Yeah, it's that locally aftertaste made, yes. That's in with some of the liqueurs that we were talking about. Yeah, no, and we do that well.
Yeah, well, and the point being that, you know, you do these blind taste tests, you're able to tell which one's kind of that a bigger operation that's just trying to... one after another, when you actually take the time like Proof does to make sure that, hey, this is how we want it to taste. We've been patient with it. I don't know how you have the patience of putting something in a barrel, letting it sit there for years and say, okay, it's time to test her out.
Best not to think about it of all the years.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, keep busy instead of just watching that barrel age over there. But but the end product shows.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So my second related story is another bourbon club. A gentleman I met out in Bismarck Street Fair last September, I think, when that street fair was. Great guy, spends part of his time up here and part from his home state of Alabama.
Okay.
And he's a deep South. Great conversation with him out there, deep South. And I go, what are you doing here? Oh, he's actually building a retirement out western North Dakota.
That was the question I was having. Why are you going from Alabama to North Dakota?
And he's got clients and he goes back and forth. And so he loved their bottled and bond. And this is fantastic. He got my number and we exchanged numbers. He stopped to the distillery when he was in town just before Christmas.
Really?
And again, loved it. And he showed me pictures of his bourbon club. And it is spectacular. I don't know what they paid for their back bar. It was amazing. Almost like the white cloth, tablecloth, and glove type.
Oh,
it wasn't a man cave.
They've got the towel draped over an arm, serving you on a chilled glass.
That's the air that it was not a man cave bourbon club. But what was really cool about it is that he told me of what his go-to bourbon was. That was what he called his rail bourbon. And I know it to be about $110, very good bottle. Oh. And I was giving him a bad time. But really, that's your rail? And he's laughing. Okay. So he picked up a number of bottles when he was in town again in December. Mm-hmm. I just got a call from him last week, and he was kind of proud to say that they did a tasting at his bourbon club, and he said he had his go-to and Crooked as the two offerings blind. Nobody knew what they were, so they all took notes, voted, and he said he was disappointed that the decision was not unanimous. There was one dissenting. He said 19 of the 20 picked Crooked as the favored profile.
And folks, you don't have to worry about the sticker shock of the other bottle from the other guy's reel either.
Of all the competitions, and that really wasn't official competitions, but that made me feel the best of the bourbon aficionados from deep south bourbon country. Appreciating what we do up here in North Dakota.
You've been saying this phrase now twice, a bourbon club. Do you get certified? Do you get a chapter? Or is it, hey, me and my buddies are getting together. You bring that type of bourbon, I'm bringing this, then we just call ourselves a club?
Well, there are official clubs, and they have, but a lot of it is man caves and then a bourbon collection and invites buddies around.
Okay.
But there are those that get together on a week or not weekly, maybe, but maybe. Monthly basis.
Their own, yeah.
And trade notes, bring in obscure bourbons from around. And I know one that said that they had like 600 bottles in their bourbon collection that people bring and et cetera. So
it is something that some people take quite serious, is what I'm getting. I mean, clearly, if your rail bourbon is like 100 some plus, now, yeah, you take this hobby very seriously.
Well, I think there are multiple levels of seriousness.
Yes, yeah. There's. I'm not going to get it. I say some of the other bourbons that you're talking about, the mass distributed. Yeah, there's probably some of those, and then the other ones as well. Yeah. But that's good. Like you say, when you have that compliment from people that take it serious, that know the ins and outs, that dedicate, hey, like, we have a group of people, and they come out and say, you know, we have this was our go-to, but you end up beating out what they all thought they liked, is a pretty high compliment.
Yeah, it was. Very good.
Joel, what else, man? Where can people find you?
Everywhere. Every liquor store in town. Look, our Bourbon Cream is doing, now still in the cold.
I know.
Cold of the spring, but that's a fantastic and warm coffee. I like it over ice cream. Straight from the bottle. We're not here to judge.
However you want it, you indulge however you do. Just be smart about it, is what he says. Joel, anything else?
Thank you very much. It's fun to get together.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll do this more often. We'll do this again definitely next month.
Yeah, we don't have any off-site events coming up. The Pride of Dakotas are still a ways out in the summer, but
hopefully that'll be here before we know it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that this is the last kind of a hiccup, this little storm system that's coming through this weekend. But
you mentioned the gin.
Yes.
We do not have a gin workshop on the calendar yet.
You should get one.
Why don't you look at your Saturdays coming up here in the next 6 weeks, and let's see if we can find a gin workshop together.
Honestly, that was one of the most enjoyable classes I've taken, because the way of which you can manipulate the gin, so just with small changes here and there, and adding your own little spice and flavor to it, it was a phenomenal class. It was a lot of fun. Yep. Let's get our minds together and do something
like
that.
Let's do that.
Joel Kath, Proof Artist and Distiller, is a friend of the show here. Go and find their product wherever you buy your liquor. Anything else, my man, before I let you go?
Have a great, safe trip.
Yeah,
remember to come back.
I will. And if the choice is mine, that's exactly what we'll be doing. Joel Kath, Proof Artist and Distiller. Let's get you that weather update. Eric Johnson will take care of that. We'll wrap up the first hour of After News Live next.